The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show, where we talk about fishing and hunting and the great outdoors. And all by myself here today, we hope that the callers are with us. It's going to be an interesting weekend with some snow coming in and some rain and some colder temperatures than we've had for the last few days. You go from shirt sleeves, you know, and a polo shirt, T-shirts, and some people I've seen in shorts, and here we are going to a high of, what, 45 or something tomorrow? That's crazy. So, but we keep on keeping on. It's been a busy, busy week. On Saturday after our show last week, we went to the Maryland Bowhunters Banquet, Maryland Bowhunters Society Banquet down at Michael's on 8th Avenue. Is that what it's called? Michael's? Yeah, anyway, in Glen Burnie. Nice venue, very nice. Good event, lots of folks there, lots of folks we knew, and, you know, live auction and card raffle stuff and silent auction, and they even had a pie and cake auction, which was pretty cool. So it was good. A lot of folks were there, and hopefully the Maryland Bowhunter Society raise some good funding, and we look forward to continuing to work with the Maryland Bowhunter Society. It's a good bunch of guys. They gave me a couple minutes to talk about the Maryland Hunting Coalition and thank them for their – I did thank them for their past and future support. So they're with us at the table a lot of times when we testify in Annapolis. So, coffee's too hot to slurp. I'm gonna sip it a little bit, so – but we need it this morning. We've got a, it's been a long and busy week, you know, doing some, actually trying to make a living, doing some work and, being out and about and, also, wrapping up this, benefit for the Maryland Hunting Coalition that's coming up next Saturday at Martin's in Westminster. And, the event is sold out. We suspended ticket sales last evening. We'll have over 300 people there. Anybody who's committed to tickets and told me they were coming are in, but the online sales have stopped. And, you know, we look forward to seeing you there. There's going to be a full house. And what an event that's going to be, by the way. The live auctions, the card raffles, the stretch raffles, announcements that we're going to make are going to be pretty spectacular. I don't mean to keep anybody in suspense here, but I will until next Saturday, and I'll make some of those announcements next Saturday about what's happening with the coalition going forward after next week's event. But we are just rocking and rolling. You know, you got to understand that this is our once a year fundraiser, and that the money that we raise at the Maryland Hunting Coalition benefit stays right here in Maryland to support our advocacy efforts in the halls of Annapolis. And we were there Tuesday testifying. We were there supporting the folks at the Harvard Grace Decoy Museum. We weren't testifying ourselves, but we were supporting them in testifying on making the canvasback duck, Maryland State's duck, which is a noble effort. I mean, it's I ran into the editor of the Canvasback magazine, the publication of the Decoy Museum, yesterday at Horst and McCann, the gun range up there in Harford County. And we were talking about the history of the Canvasback in Maryland. And he said, you know, that's the canary in the coal mine for the health of the Chesapeake Bay, the return of the Canvasback duck. You know, when we have the submerged aquatic vegetation and the wild celery that they feed on, you know, as that continues to increase, we'll see more and more Canvasbacks here seeking that as a food source. And we also had a wonderful conversation with Jim Taylor. Jim is the current duck stamp award holder. His duck stamp, Canvasbacks at Sunset, is the current duck stamp in Maryland. And Jim was there to testify. Jim created a beautiful poster to support Senate Bill 27 and to support House Bill 1037. And, you know, he was signing posters and autographing posters and handing them out to interested parties in Annapolis. So, we had a good day. And the Canvasback at least made its presence known in the halls of Annapolis. Where it'll go from here, we don't know. We've testified to the Senate. We've testified to the House, to their committees, their respective committees. And, you know, what they choose to do is what they choose to do. It's all about politics. But, you know, where the coalition comes in is if there's a noble cause and, you know, somebody asks us to help them on a local bill or something like that, we'll be more than glad to help them. But you know, where our expertise lies is in the halls, you know, behind the scenes, that type of thing. So that's the way it is. So if you have any questions on the coalition or Annapolis or any questions like that, give us a call here at 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. We hope to engage you on any subject that you'd like to talk about. There won't be any guests this morning. We'll be talking a lot about I'll be talking unless we get some phone calls. How's that sound? We stopped at a very interesting little place at the airport the other day. Kind of a cool place. It's called Kay's at the airport, Kay's Restaurant. And actually talked to Kay. And I said, you know, they have some bowls up there where they were awarded some awards on their crab soup in some kind of competition in Dorchester County. And I said, do you guys still do the crab soup? And she said, oh, yeah. And she said, people come here from all over for our crab cakes. And I said, really? She said, oh, yeah. She said, we have pilots that, you know, are just recreational pilots. And I never thought about somebody being a recreational pilot. You know, you always think somebody has a destination in mind and they, you know, they got a mission to accomplish and they file a flight plan and they go and they do their thing and then they, but apparently there are people who, and I don't know why I've never thought of it, fly airplanes for fun. And she said, we have a number of pilots that come here from all over the country for our crab cakes. They'll fly in on a Sunday. They'll have lunch and grab some crab cakes to take back home, and off they go. Or crab soup, or you know, some Maryland seafood that they relish. And she mentioned one particular pilot from Boston who flies in quite a bit during the summer. Gets in the plane in Boston, flies to Dorchester County, gets a crab cake, and flies back home. Now that's what I call a recreational flyer. I don't know how much it costs to do that, to get in your plane and fly for a couple hours and, you know, enjoy lunch and go back home. I have no idea what that, but that's what some people do for a living and, or for fun, recreation. Fine with me. I think it's pretty cool. So I do. So anyway, that was an interesting thing. We stopped to see our buddies down at Bruce and our friends down at Taylor's Island Family Campground. We got a wonderful basket being, well, somebody sent me a text. Let me turn that phone down. Where's my volume? There it is. Okay. That's true, by the way, about your text. And So we also went to Taylor's Island Family Campground, and Bruce was very nice, donated a couple of bottles of wine. We have a wonderful wine basket that we're giving away at the benefit, and got a couple of nice bottles of wine from Bruce down at Taylor's Island Family Campground. And if you want a nice place to stay right on the bay, I mean, and do some crabbing and some fishing right there, I mean, right there, it's a great place. You can pull in your camper and do what you want to do. The basket, by the way, was donated by Wilma Vosburgh. Brad Vosburgh and Wilma own Brownstone Trading Company. And Brownstone is our federal firearms dealer. We stopped in a Clyde Sports Shop earlier in the week, and we talked about a couple of guns that we're working with them on, and learned that Mr. Bill had some minor surgery yesterday, and he's going to be doing fine. But their sale has kicked off yesterday as well. That would be the Ready to Rock sale. 10-day sale kicked off yesterday. It'll run till Sunday, March 27th. And if you're ready for rockfish, all rockfish trolling baits and lures are on sale right now. Take your empty spools off your reels in, and they'll fill them with line for you for just half price, starting at 1 cent per yard. Now, the only thing that's excluded is Power Pro line, and that's a high-end line. But, you know, your Strand and your Berkeley and your average fishing line that you use every day and I use every day, that's going to be half price for you. It starts at 1 cent per yard. Now, the Penn reels are on sale, too. There's a very, very good special on the Penn Warfare, W-A-R-F-A-R-E, Warfare. And that's a 30-weight level wind reel. It's $89.95. Great new reel from Penn. And the Penn reels are the ones that are on their trolling combos, too, from $89.95 to $139.95 and up. The $139.95 is their most popular trolling combo. It's a Penn 330 GT2. It's an Andy 20 to 50-pound rod, and it comes with line for just $139.95 on sale. All the Shakespeare rods and reels, all the Fluger rods and reels are on sale. And all Ugly Stick rods are on sale. That's a great rod. I mean, I know people that won't use anything else for certain fish, like sea trout is a great, or flounder. The Ugly Stick is great for that. So you can check out their selection of St. Croix rods, too, and all the terminal tackle and all the baits and so forth. And Clyde's does carry live bait year-round, and they've got it right now for perch fishing or whatever kind of fishing you want to do. They're located at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. That's just off Beltway Exit number 9. That phone number, 410-242-6108 for Clyde Sports Shop. Don't forget the Ready to Rock sale through March 27th. They're open 7 days a week, the 24-hour fishing hotline, 410-247-3474, 410-247-FISH.
Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie spray-on bedliners. You know, Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. Your tools and your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex premium bedliner that looks great and offers UV protection, or the Linex Extra with Kevlar and paint match. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your trucks. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, fender flares, and much more. These guys provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Catonsville Linex, located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
I'm a firefighter.
A teacher.
I'm a farmer.
I'm a barber.
A waitress.
A mom.
We're all part of your community. Every day we move in and out of each other's busy lives.
It's easy to take for granted all the little moments that make up our everyday.
Some are good, others not so much.
But that's life. It's when you experience a moment of uncertainty, something or someone's behavior that doesn't seem quite right.
These are the moments to take a pause.
Because if something doesn't feel right, it's probably not.
It's not about paranoia
or being afraid.
It's about standing up and protecting our communities.
One detail at a time.
Because a lot of little details can become a pattern.
We
trust our instincts.
Just like you should.
Because only you know what's not supposed to be in your everyday.
So protect your everyday.
If you see something suspicious, say something to local authorities.
Hey, drive home with me, Sean Hannity, Monday through Friday from 3 to 6 here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Well, it's one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready. Now go, cat, go, but don't you step on my blue suede shoe. You can do anything but off of my blue suede shoe. Well, you can knock me down, step in my face, slander my name all over the place, and do anything that you want to do. But, honey, lay off of my shoes, don't you step on my blue suede shoe.
Call me.
You can do anything
but off of my blue suede shoe.
So I'm getting reports from yellow perch are gone. I mean, Fishing Report talks about some really nice yellow perch. And there's a really cool picture on the Maryland DNR Fishing Report of some spawning yellow perch. I mean, a whole bunch of spawning yellow perch in a big ball on the Upper Bay tributary. Doesn't say where, because I guess they don't want people hammering them. And then there's a picture of a young lady named Tammy O'Connell with a limited big yellow perch, really nice yellow perch. So somebody call in and talk about eating yellow perch. I think they called in, or maybe they just asked me about it. I don't know. But, you know, if you want to eat them with the skin on, which is good, it's crunchy. I've used this before. I've said this before. You got to scale them, you know, and it's with yellow perch and scaly fish like yellow perch, it's almost worth the investment to get one of those water-driven or even electric scalers. But if you know, I've scaled hundreds of fish with just the back of a knife, or, you know, you just got to use the right angle on your knife. If you scale them with the blade, you're going to dull your blades. You're going to keep sharpening your knife. But, you know, you can scale them with any kind of stuff like that. And maybe if you have an easy way to scale them, call in and let me know. But to get those scales off of there and get down to the skin. And then on a yellow perch, if you want to fry it or bake it whole, you know, without filleting it, that type of thing, you can do that. Or you can do that very easily, too, if you take the tip of your knife, make sure it's very sharp, and score down through the skin in a checkerboard pattern. In other words, you might want to make two lines down the length of the fish and three or four across. And when you just score it under the skin, you can still eat that, crisp that skin, make it nice and crispy. But when it comes time to get the fish off the bone, if you fried it or baked it, well, that makes it easier. You can just shake those little chunks off onto your plate or flake them off with your fork, and it's wonderful. And I ran into somebody at dinner the other night. We did, who was talking about catching trout at Tuckahoe, doing well, and you know they were freezing them and they're getting ready to eat them. And I said, I like those stock trout. You know, I mean, I like trout anyway, but I like those stock trout butterflied. And I said, what do you mean butterflied? I said, well, when you clean them out, you gut them basically, you can wipe the scales off a trout almost, but you know, you scale them, you gut them, you cut the heads off, and you freeze them. And I said, when you get done freezing them and you want to eat a bunch of them, just as they're starting to thaw out, just when they start to get soft, you take your fillet knife, you hold them in the palm of your hand with the head end towards you, and you take the tip of your fillet knife and go in right beside the backbone all the way down both sides, and you can actually lift that whole rib cage out on both sides, and walk down the back of the, keep peeling them off as you walk down the backbone, and you open them up, and you've got a beautiful boneless butterfly trout. And you can fry it like that, all butterflied, if you fold it back over, or if you don't decide not to butterfly them, fill that cavity with mayonnaise, and fry them. Egg wash, or just dust them in flour and fry them up in butter. And here, why am I talking about food so early in the morning? I know why it is, because nobody's calling. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680, 1-800-922-6680. And that's on the toll-free line. If you're on a landline and calling from outside the Baltimore area, you can give us a call on that line as well. But anyway, so you can fix your trout like that as well. And I like trout with the skin on. I like the crunchy, crispy skin on a trout. On a lot of fish, actually. Some are better off filleted than others, but on a lot of fish, I like the fillet on there. I like the skin on there. And always remember, when you get fish in a restaurant, you get a nice slab of salmon or something like that, and you want to avoid that fishy taste, that dark line of meat down along the lateral line, that goes. I mean, I don't care how pretty that salmon fillet is. Flip that thing over and take your knife and fork and pull that dark meat out and just set it aside, put it in your paper napkin or something and put it off to the side. And you'll enjoy your salmon or your fish fillet much better with that dark meat off to the side. That's where the fishy flavor is. That's where the fat is. And therefore, if there's anything in the water that shouldn't be in that fish fillet, that's where it's at. So here we go. Let's talk to Mike in Randallstown coming up here soon, see how Mike's doing. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Hey, Alan. How you doing this morning?
Good, buddy. Struggling. How about you?
Well, I'm just hanging in.
Yeah. What's on your mind?
Well, listen, you're talking about fish and eating fish.
Yeah.
I enjoy fish, too, but I'm really not a good cook by any means.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to ask you, how do you, if you go to the store, for instance, and you buy fresh fish.
Yeah.
How do you normally cook or bake that?
Talking like a rockfish fillet or something like that?
Yeah, that or, whatever you might pick out.
Well, if it's a light fish fillet like that, I mean, you can just melt some butter and butter and salt and pepper on there, maybe a little seafood seasoning of some kind, and slip that under the broiler.
Okay.
The key is you don't want to overcook it.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Kathy, God rest her soul, liked sea trout, but
right.
I mean, and she liked it, but she liked it so well done that it had lost its charm for me, because she didn't like the sea trout have big flakes of white meat, and she didn't like the slippery feel of the different segments of meat going back through there. So we had to overcook that, actually. But I'll tell you another thing that I do. I've done it with walleye. I've done it with flounder. I've done it with rockfish. I'll take them and mix up some mustard and mayonnaise.
Right.
They used to make a mix called Dijonnaise, which was wonderful.
Right.
But if you take some spicy brown mustard or even yellow mustard and mayonnaise and mix that all up together and taste it, make sure it's not bitter to your taste. It doesn't taste too mustardy or too mayo-y.
Right.
And just dunk that fillet in that. Just cover it, slather it with that mixture.
Uh-huh.
Put that under the broiler, and you'll see that mustard and mayo mix start to bubble and crust up, and when that turns a little bit golden brown, then you know your fish is done, and you can take it out.
Oh, okay.
It's wonderful. Wonderful.
Okay.
So,
all right, well, I'm going to take a shot at some of that.
Take a shot at some of that.
Yeah, because you got that.
Yeah.
Because I do enjoy fresh fish, and like I said,
yep.
But I'm not much of a cook, so I generally get it when I eat out.
Sure. Well, if you want to fry it or saute it, I prefer sauteed. A little white wine and butter mixture with some lemon juice in there.
Right.
And get your skillet, relatively hot and saute it quickly.
Right.
And get it done. Now, some people like fish like tuna. You can eat tuna as sushi. Some people just like it seared. Just maybe, an eighth of an inch sear on it, and the rest is raw. That's what ahi is, and you can take a little salmon, a little round chunk of salmon or something like that, and sear that on all sides, and then just slice it thin and eat it, enjoy it like that while it's warm. That's good.
Yeah, you know, you were also mentioning about the perch this morning.
Yeah.
Many years ago, I used to go down to the Y Mills with a close friend of mine.
Sure.
I used to do a lot of perch fishing down there, and I used to really enjoy that, but I haven't done that in so long. And I remember we used to use clam snouts for bait.
Clam snouts, yep. Yeah. That's not a very popular bait anymore. Some people still use it, but you know, you don't hear a lot of people in demand for clam snouts. But it's a very, very effective bait.
Certainly was, yeah. And I'm surprised that it's still not popular.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yep. It worked for me. I'll tell you that.
Well, that's good. Yep.
Okay, Alan.
All right, Mike. Thanks again. Talk to you soon, buddy.
Okay,
thanks.
Okay, see you.
Bye-bye. There goes Mike to start it off. And there's Frank and Trap. Good morning, Frank. How are you?
Good morning, my friend, Al.
What's going on, brother?
I sent you a picture about 10 minutes ago. Did you get it?
About 10 minutes ago.
It was a sunrise from yesterday morning.
Really? Did you see
it? Vacation day.
Yeah.
Came down to the nature area, got out on the observation deck to watch the sunrise.
Yeah. I did not get that yet. Did you see the sunset on St. Patrick's Day?
No, I didn't.
Oh my, spectacular.
That's something immaculate, huh?
Spectacular, brother, spectacular. A bunch of oranges and purples and, yes, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
I'm sure in my 60 years I've seen one similar.
Oh, I'm sure. And I'm glad you said similar because everyone's unique, isn't it?
Absolutely.
You know, isn't that amazing? Every sunrise, every sunset is unique. That happens twice a day, every day, all of our lives, and every single one of them is unique.
And the cloud configuration is what makes them different.
That's true. That's exactly.
I wanted to describe something to you, Al, inadvertently yesterday when I was sitting on this observation deck.
Yes.
I'm elevated above this marsh.
Right.
And it's a little stream, 10, 20 feet on average, you know, just snaking through there.
Yeah.
And there's these ducks, these tiny ducks. They have like a little squeal when they come, not a quack, if you will. I don't know if you can identify them by that description, but anyway.
Well, what do they look like?
Well, it was pre-dawn.
Oh.
I could tell they had some white on them, but anyway, here comes this fox out of the woods, and he gets into this marsh, and he is meandering through there, just tiptoeing. You know, stopping, when they would squeal, he would put his head up and listen. He knows the direction that these ducks are going in this river.
Sure, sure.
And he changes direction, and he goes, and he lays, and he waits for them to come around his pen. And he made his leap, and they went up into the air. He missed them. But I watched this fox for about 10 minutes before he got set and leap. And I came to realize that this fox probably knows this swamp like the back of his paw.
He does.
And probably does this every morning, and has probably caught quite a few.
He probably has, yeah. I'm gonna guess if they've got a little squeal like that, it's going to be a wood duck.
Okay. Well, you know, there are wood duck foxes out there.
Yeah, I'm going to guess they're wood ducks, yeah.
Okay, but yeah.
Just little beep, 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 beep.
Yeah, sure. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
That was them.
All right.
But it was a magic moment.
You got it, buddy. All right, Frank, thanks for the call. Appreciate the view into your world. I really like that.
Hey, I'll see you on the 18th.
You got it, buddy. Thanks.
Yeah.
See ya. Bye-bye. There goes Frank. And we've got Ken in Capitol Heights.
Hey, you Republican, you.
Hey, brother Ken.
How you doing?
Where have you been?
Okay.
What's going on?
Hey, not too much. You know, you were talking about yellow perch and white perch, and we got into an interesting conversation with a couple of guys the other day, and, you know, I don't happen to think that rockfish are the best tasting fish out there.
Not the big ones, no.
Oh, well, even this, you know, I think a yellow perch or white perch or a nice big porgy or a
corgi. Oh, man, there's some eating right there.
Porgy, right?
Yeah, scup. Mm-hmm, porgy.
Right. Yeah. Me being from Boston originally,
I
used to catch nothing but scup down the Cape.
Right.
And, man, a nice big porgy, you bake them and throw some lemon on them.
Oh, man.
Pepper, and you're good to go.
You know, there's a ton of porgy, or used to be, in Delaware Bay.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, nobody fishes for them. But it is a great trip. Kathy and I went on a trip, oh, man, 15, God knows, 20 years ago. I don't know. But we went out, and we focused on those fish, and you top and bottom rig, and you talk about good eating and a lot of fun fishing. So
that's right. That's
yeah,
right,
we filled a big cooler with them and split them up at the end of the day, caught some blowfish, caught a couple small sea trout.
Mm-hmm.
There's another fish worth eating, blowfish.
You know, I'm a little afraid of those, but I guess you got to eat them. I've caught them on several occasions.
Yeah, you don't have to be afraid of them. But you're talking about the blowfish in Japan. But no, all you eat is the tail.
Is that right?
Yeah, it looks like a drumstick when you're done cleaning it.
Like a monkfish, huh?
Kind of like a monkfish. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Eating like a monk. Poor man's lobster.
I had some the other day.
Did you really?
I did. Mm-hmm.
You know, we're waiting over here on the Potomac Park over here, Haynes Point,
right,
downtown Washington.
Yeah,
the rockfish normally come in, catch and release, of course.
Yep.
And we're waiting for the herring.
Right.
When the herring come in, you know, the rockfish, they're in there.
Yes, indeed.
Good size, too.
Yep. Catch and release. That's always fun.
You know, it's always fun. Catch and release, only this time of the year.
Right.
But anyway, Alan, I figured I'd give you. I haven't spoken with you in probably years. Man.
It's been years. It's
That's
been
right.
years. Exactly
That's
right. right. And you know, can you give me a little baby, little Barry? Can you do a little Barry White for me, Ken? Come on, man.
You know, I'll surprise you. I did vote for Hogan.
Good for you.
At last go around. I'm a business owner, so
sure.
I voted for Hogan. I'm so glad I voted
sure.
for this guy.
Sure.
You know, and really am.
Yeah, he's got some high ratings right now. Sure
yeah.
does. He actually joined when we had our Hunters Rally in Annapolis called Blaze and Camo Day. We wear our blaze orange hats and wear our camo, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We assembled down there on State Circle, and the governor came out, and we hailed him, "Hey, governor, how you doing?" And he came right over. He spent about 15 minutes with us. He wore his orange hat that we gave him, and he was very engaging, no question about it. Seemed like he was having a good time. So
okay.
Yeah, man. So.
Well, anyway, I'll be listening to you.
All right. Well, very nice hearing from you. Call me from time to time. I love to hear from you, man.
Not a problem, Alan.
Thanks, Ken.
Have a good one.
You have a wonderful day.
Bye-bye.
See ya. There he goes. And Dale in Easton. Good morning, Dale. How are you, sir?
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm good. You?
Well, it's definitely spring.
Yeah, weather changes from one minute to the next.
Yeah, saw my first purple martin yesterday.
Oh, wonderful.
I was driving out of the development, Alan, and there in the field there, one of the fields there was about 15 turkeys.
Yeah.
And right in the middle, one big strutting tom.
That's what we like to hear about. Yeah.
And then third thing about definitely spring, having my first fillet of bone shad yesterday.
You did?
Yeah.
Wow.
So,
I know you like that. How do you cook that bone shad?
I just bake it.
You just bake it? That's
bake
it?
Mm-hmm. It's definitely a fish not for everybody. It has a certainly different flavor to it.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's one of my favorites. So
I've never had the shad meat. I've had shad roe, and
yeah.
I like it pretty well.
It's hard to find bone shad anymore, Alan. It's just
sure.
something that's... very prevalent. We have a good seafood store over here, and
sure.
they carry it. So
yep.
I try to, once a week while I have it, and they don't have it very long, I try to slip down there and get something.
Sure. Sure, I know right where it is. Absolutely. Yep.
So, anyway.
Yep, our friends at Captain's Catch will give them a little plug online. So,
yeah. There you go. So,
very nice.
So, a young lady by the name of Tammy O'Connell, she'll like that.
I saw that.
Young lady.
Yeah. Well, sure, she is a young lady. So.
I think she'll enjoy that
Indeed.
Compliment.
Yep. So, glad to hear the report on the turkeys. We've been seeing them. We've been seeing them on the shore on the way to Taylor's Island. We saw a few the other day. And
this was at 9 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, they're out in the middle of the day. So.
This one big time, boy, he was just putting on a show.
Strutting away, man.
Interesting.
Got to be great.
All right, Alan.
Thanks, Dale. Appreciate the call.
Talk to you later.
See you, buddy.
See you.
There he goes. All right, and we've got Joe in Abington. Good morning, Joe. How are you?
Good morning, Alan. Called your show a couple times in the past. Now that daylight savings time is coming around, I'll probably call in a lot more because we'll be going fishing.
There you
My
go.
Question
good.
To you this morning. I don't know if you would know or not, but maybe next time you have one of your DNR biologists on.
Yeah.
Does an algae bloom stratify in the water column? Last fall, we had a heck of an algae bloom down Patapsco from the sewage dump and everything.
Yeah.
And we had to get all the way out to 7 foot goal to find clear water. And, you know, you would see on your depth finder, at first I thought it was like the thermocline.
Right.
And the thermocline went, you know, crazy. And I was just wondering if you knew or if you could find out, you know, if that happened, if it's
so, well, I'm thinking about it just, you know, right off the top, off the cuff here. I mean, an algae bloom is sparked by...
Sunlight and oxygen.
Yeah. So I mean, if you've got the proper depth and you've got the proper temperature and you've got, I mean, that well, let's throw it out there. We just had a biologist on the line, Dale. Feel free to call back if you know that if an algae bloom on the bay can stratify. You know.
I was just curious because. You know.
Well, what you're saying is it's not mixed in. It's not homogeneous in the water column. You're saying it's stratified in one layer, and that would make sense because of it would deplete the oxygen. You know, like throwing a blanket over it.
I mean, we could mark fish on the bottom,
right?
But, you know, we weren't getting the bites. Like I said, we were not going out 7 foot no for pound clear water.
Yeah, right. I hear you. I understand. All right,
we're heading down there this morning.
Good.
They've been from what I heard online, they've been picking up some big cows, you know, sporadic here and there. But we'll
yeah, I've never been a proponent of that preseason spawning catch. You can do what you want as an angler and let your conscience be your guide. I'm just not a fan of it. That's all. So
well, we catch and release everything anyway.
But, Joe, listen, I appreciate the call, and we'll get that question out there, see if we can get it answered.
Okay, thanks, Alan.
All right, buddy, thanks for the call. See ya. Yep. All right. I guess we'll be right back after these messages.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Hey, Alan Ellis here for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex Spray-On Bedliners. You know Linex Spray-On Bedliners are rated number one, and they carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex Premium Bedliner that looks great and offers UV protection, or the Linex Extra with Kevlar and Paint Match. You know what? Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, fender flares, and much more. These guys provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck like I did, the Linex Bedliner, and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Of course, call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex, located 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8255. 800-283-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
People pouring over our borders, wave after wave after wave of people who do not share our cultural beliefs, our beliefs about government, who do not seek to become American citizens.
Mark Levin, weeknights at 7, Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Thanks for calling back, Ken.
There's many times that we've loved and we've shared love and made love. It doesn't seem to me like it's enough. It's just not enough, baby. It's just not enough. Oh, oh, baby. My darling, I can't get enough of your love, babe. Girl, I don't know
Captain
why.
Hart. Sing it, brother.
Can't get enough of your love, babe. Lord, some things I can't get used to. No matter how I try. It's like the more you give, the more I want.
All right, okay. Barry White. Gotta love that guy. Poor guy. Passed away too young, didn't he? So, who else died? What was that guy's name? Joe somebody. Played on Rockford Files. What was his name? Yeah, the detective. He passed away. Yep. 80-some years old. Remember that guy from the 70s? What was his name? I don't know. I want to say Joe Soprano, but that's not right. It's something like that. He's all right. Just saw that yesterday. Ah, yes. 410 WCBM 680. Come on, we need some calls. If we got anybody that knows anything about the dissolved oxygen, maybe our biologist buddy Dale from Easton would be able to answer that question. Does when we get an algae bloom on the bay, does it actually stratify? Can you see it on your depth finder? I mean, why not? Why not? It would be that perfect temperature, that perfect amount of sunlight would cause that bloom all in one place. I mean, it doesn't bloom from top to bottom. I think it would be in a stratified layer, but I don't know for sure. I don't know the answer, so we'll try and find out. Email address is ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. We heard from a couple of you this morning already. That's ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. And my first name is Alan, but I use my last name because it's easier to remember when you email. Ellis Outdoors is the name of the company. EllisOutdoors.com is where you find the podcast of this radio show. And we put every show online every week. And we thank our buddy Brian Tilton up there in Bulldog Media in New Hampshire for helping us out with that. And just like that, there's your picture. Frank just showed up just now. So we'll look at that in a bit. Anyway, send us your questions if you like. If you hear something on your show you would need more information on, we'll be more than glad to talk to you about that. But right now, we're trying to get you to call. That's all. That's all it takes. We know you're listening. We know you may not have a question about something every week, but we sure like to hear from you and like to keep this show going. I haven't really introduced anything controversial. I did go across, as I was telling you last week, about the Conowingo Dam and a couple of dams upriver from there. The silt is at capacity behind those dams, and so is the garbage almost. If you drive across the Conowingo on Route 1 and you're headed towards Rising Sun or even coming back from Conowingo, the town of Conowingo. Come back from Conowingo and you're headed towards Bel Air, let's say. When you come off the hill and you look to the right, you will see acres of garbage piled up behind the Conowingo Dam. And as you come from that angle, from Conowingo towards Bel Air, and look to your left, you'll see, if the gates aren't open, you'll see a lot of rocks out there and a lot of shorebirds. You'll see cormorants and seagulls and eagles. I think I either saw a immature bald eagle, which is more likely, or a golden eagle there yesterday, which is possible. I did see a mature bald eagle. I don't know if bald eagles and golden eagles get along, but there was an eagle there that I'm pretty sure was an immature bald. There was no white head, no white tail, but, you know, they're fishing. As you continue across the dam, your view is blocked by a wall on the left-hand side, but you can see those gates on your right. And there are 52 of those gates. And somebody speculated the other day in a conversation that they're just waiting for a major storm to come by so that they can open all 56 gates and flood the Susquehanna and flush that dam with all that buildup of silt that's behind it, because that's what happens when they open those gates. That silt begins to suck through those gates and into the Susquehanna River and eventually into the bay. And, you know, the new report on the Susquehanna River Watershed Assessment Study is what it's called, points to that fact. And that is a major source of pollution for the Chesapeake Bay. Let's talk to Stan, wherever he is. Good morning, Stan. Mobile this morning, are you?
We're mobile every morning.
Uh-huh.
I'm waiting on you.
What's up?
I don't know. You, I've been thinking about it for a while. You just mentioned some garbage and stuff like that. But I come in and out of Baltimore, I don't know, four or five, six times a day sometimes. And I'm not sure whether it's the middle branch of the Patapsco. You can see it alongside 295.
Right.
895. Patapsco Avenue coming into Brooklyn.
Yep.
And we've got all those homeless that live in tents alongside the watershed.
Yep.
And the amount of, I'm going to say recyclables, that these gentlemen, maybe ladies too, are dumping all over the banks of that water. I mean, it used to be years ago, people used to fish there. They had their little cutback holes where they used to get to their fishing spot, this, that, and the other thing. Okay, found a little line or something there, but
right.
The transits, the ones that are living in their tents, my God, it's pathetic. It really is. Yeah. I was just thinking about DNR and all they do for the state of Maryland.
Right.
And have never taken a little boat, one of their little dingers.
Yep.
Gone up and down the river and say, "You boys are going to live here. That's not a problem. But here's some 30-gallon bags. You know, recyclable in Baltimore City is one day and county is the other."
Stan, come on, come on, come on, Stan, come on, come on. What's the reality?
I don't know. It's strange these days, Mr. Allen. It's not what I intended when I was growing up.
Yeah, I know. Well,
it's all changed.
You and I both, man. I mean, I grew up when the mentally challenged were institutionalized, and I grew up when, I guess they're developmentally disabled now. Addiction wasn't near the problem it is now. I grew up when the churches took care of the poor and not the government. And, things have changed, man. Things have really changed.
Hmm? All this week I've been running up, around, huge bills. Windsor and all that stuff. You get away from the big city of Westminster and all the shopping centers.
Sure.
And stuff. And it's still, I mean, little pockets of beautiful country.
Sure.
I mean, little roads off of 31 and 75 and 27. And then you turn around and come back.
Sure. Sure.
I just figured I'd drop that in there, Mr. Allen. I'm always listening.
I appreciate that, Stan. Well, you keep safe out there, brother.
Yeah, I'm gonna try like that.
All right, keep the greasy side down and the shiny side up. Is that still
where the rubber hits the road?
Where the rubber hits the road.
Yeah, that was an old commercial or something back in the day.
Yeah, I remember, but I don't remember what the product was.
Oh, the name that's known as Firestone. Is that it?
Where the rubber hits the... Yeah, I remember now.
You got
sure,
it.
Yeah. The name that's known as Firestone.
All right, Mr. Allen, let me get out of here and concentrate on these people.
Yeah, be careful out there.
Thank you.
I'm on the road all the time, man. I know who's out there and what they're doing, so just be careful.
Always a pleasure.
You got it, man. Thanks. See you, Stan.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. There he goes. 410 WCBM 680. Yes, I'm being overwhelmed with Joe Santos. I think that might have been the name I mentioned first, but yes. Emails, texts coming in. Here comes a drone. Dropping the name from the drone. Joe Santos. So, good show, too. What at Rockford Files, you know? Bad situation, always turned it around for the good, you know? Good always prevailed over evil in a lot of the shows back in the day. I don't know if it's that way anymore or not. A lot of crude comedy out there. That's why I don't watch television anymore, you know? I mean, violence and that kind of stuff. I mean, that's why I watch things like, you know, Swamp People. Not a lot of violence there. They just hook alligators, gut hook alligators, and then shoot them for profit. Shoot them! Yeah, so I think this is the final season of Swamp People. And the cast of characters has changed a little bit, but not much. There's always, you know, always Troy and Jacob Landry in there. They're always the straight shooters in the, you know, the major family. Troy Landry's on our website, the Maryland Hunting Quarterly website. Reading the Maryland Hunting Quarterly. If you go in there and read, check who reads.
The longer he fights, the greater the risk the gator will get offline. He aims for the only place a gator is vulnerable, a tiny kill spot at the back of the head.
Oh, that's a shooter. That's a shooter. You saw that? Oh, yeah, that's a pussy. Wow. And here, shoot that job before you get off. Shoot him, man. Shoot him. If you don't shoot him in that right spot, it just pisses him off. If you don't get him good the first shot, you're in trouble. You're in for a ride. Shoot him again. Shoot him. He might get away. Woo! We got him next time. Whoa, the top of the is still alive. Shoot him again! Oh, what? Shoot, shoot! Down, and you gotta shoot him triple.
We'll be back after the news. More of the Outdoors and Radio Show. Probably won't be shooting many gators in the next hour, but we hope to get your phone calls. Always enjoyed it. Get out, stay safe.